Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas. Today is day 13 of the 25 Days of Christmas Countdown, and today's topic is holiday traditions.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Today in the house we have
Ladriva Davis,
Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and I'm Anveria Davis Bennett. And we're also joined in the house today with our mom.
Yes.
Hi, Mama Davis.
Hello.
Yes, and little Kinsley.
Hi,
little Kinsley. Man.
Ladriva's little one.
So, our topic today, our favorite family holiday traditions, the things that you feel that, you know, that you always are planning for every year, so excited to do. It's your norm, your heart. Let's talk about it. We're going to start with Mom.
Mother.
Yes. How fitting that you're here today, Mom, mm-hmm. talking about holiday traditions.
Well, you know me. I love family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, anytime my family gets together, I am happy beyond measure.
Mm-hmm.
I think most moms can identify with me on that one.
Yes.
Right.
But there's another one that our family enjoys. And that is, we call it pulling names.
Mm-hmm. I know,
so
yep.
Every year, we get all the names put in a basket,
mm-hmm.
and then we draw. And we started this back in 19...
Just when we first moved here.
It was a while
1989
ago.
1989, when we first came to Ellsworth Air Force Base. My husband was in the Air Force and did his 20-year... terminated his 20 years at the base. And so we ended up retiring. I call it we, because what he mm-hmm. was doing, I was doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we ended up retiring at in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. And we kept the tradition.
A lot of people say, what are you doing so far away from? My husband and I both are from Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi.
We met in college, by the way, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But my best friend, his best friend, did the matchmaking thing.
Oh.
So anyway, getting off track a little bit. Back to the pulling names. So our family has grown over the years. We started out with just mom, dad, and the seven children.
Mm-hmm.
But some have gotten married. And when they got married, those extensions became my extensions, my sons
That's
and
right.
daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've included a lot of names in there. And so it's kind of fun.
It is fun. Yes, it is fun.
It is fun.
We've had some debacles over the years with that drawing, but
we have
mix-ups of names.
Sometimes
people
have drawn the same
forget whose name they had, or someone had their. It was just somehow mix-ups happened, and I was on the receiving end of that one time. Actually, on the other side of it too.
Yeah.
But yes, it's been interesting. It just makes for silly stories that we always get a chance to laugh at later down the road.
Absolutely.
Thanks for sharing, Mama. Your favorite.
Yes, thank you.
Tradition.
Yes.
Ladriva, what about you?
Well, Mom was kind of touching on my area, and I just want to go ahead and say the exact. Because obviously I get it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a family girl. So I feel like, again, when we moved here in 89, I feel like that was where we really started becoming a close-knit family for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all we've had. And so it almost seems like no matter where we are or what we're doing, we seem to stop and get home for Christmas. And so I love when the family is all together for Christmas.
Mama.
It just feels, the atmosphere just changes. We laugh.
The more
You know, yeah. we just enjoy each other's company. Sometimes mm-hmm. we'll stay up not realizing it's late at night because we've enjoyed each other. Yeah. All the yeah. games we play.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You guys, and you know, what's crazy is that outside are people that are, you know, outside the family, when they come, they have observed on their own mm-hmm. how the noise level for each sister mm-hmm. that yes. comes in a room. Like if there's yes. two sisters, yeah, yeah, oh, ha, 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 we laugh, giggle, hee hee. Then another one comes in. And then it's like, ooh.
It grows, yes. it grows.
Oh, and it goes is. Up per sibling. And yes. then don't even get the brothers in the mix. And oh. then you get dad and mom. Oh, and yes. our it's just a very lively home. It's yes. quite noisy. So I can come home for the holidays. It's definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
My favorite.
Well, then what would you say is your favorite tradition, Dolores?
Okay, so it deals with family. It comes with family. Putting up the Christmas tree together. Yeah. That's always been something that every year I always look forward to. It's just one of the most exciting things to do because we're doing it as a family. And it usually ends up being a project because mom always wants to have a themed Christmas tree.
Yep.
She wants colors. Every year we change up the colors, and this year it's going to be blue and silver this year. So, you know.
Yep.
And also another challenge is finding the Christmas ornaments.
Oh, my goodness.
Last year, we didn't label this box right, or we put this box somewhere. Gosh. It's always like solving a puzzle to figure out where all the boxes are. And we usually find them.
Buying some more. Then sometimes, they get lost.
Yes. But, Mom, you do. You have an array of decorations.
Decorations. Mm-hmm.
But, hey, lots to choose from.
About the Christmas tree that we chopped down?
Yes.
That was a nice tradition. Mm. We all went out as a family into the Black Hills. It was our second Christmas here, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And we found out that you could get a permit and mm-hmm. go out and chop down your own tree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yep.
Just like the Griswolds.
Yes, we did.
And we looked exactly like the Griswolds. Like
yeah, we did. That's so funny that Mom's talking about that.
I kept looking for that perfect tree.
Yeah.
And I would see it from a distance and think that was it. And then I would get up on it, and I would say, no, that is not
Mom,
it.
I just remember us searching and walking and walking and walking mm-hmm. and walking and walking and walking yes. and walking
fingers,
and walking.
Toes getting froze.
Yeah, it was cold. So I
until my husband now we made know. The comment, I'm getting tired. And when he said that, I knew I had to hurry up and make up my mind on a tree, or we would have been going without the tree.
That explains it.
Yep, yep, I remember that.
Large tree. It was so large that my husband had to cut it down to get it inside the house.
Yes, yes. Yep, we
when
know.
The top of your tree goes like
we had the real live ceiling. Version of the Griswold.
Yes, when you can't even fit the star at the top,
you have to bend a real live tree down.
Nice, that is nice, yes. Mom. You get to interject anytime you want. You get to
because those
Mom
are great
gets a chance
stories.
To say anything, yes. do anything. She's yes. yes.
Well, right. Shapira.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have to say for me that I thoroughly enjoy. The dinners with the family.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Yes. I enjoy dinner time, us sitting yes. around the table and having family dinner. Even the cooking part of the process
yes.
of preparing the food.
That is fellowship.
That is not my favorite part.
Oh, God. Of course, it's not Dolores' favorite part.
Oh. Sorry.
The preparing the food is, of course, not Dolores' favorite part.
We'll skip that part and not say anything of why.
No, I enjoy it. You know, the conversations and the, you know, hanging out as you're cooking. Like that movie, Soul Food. It's all about soul food.
That
yeah.
is true.
You put your soul into the food
yes,
that you're
that's
cooking.
Right. Sure do.
That's kind of how it's it is. True. And so I look forward to that. And I also look forward to... on Christmas Day when we do our family Christmas scavenger hunt.
Oh,
so we
yes.
get like this
oh,
list.
Yes. yes. Oh,
and we have to go around. We have to go drive around town.
Drive
we
around.
Separate
we,
into
we get
teams.
We get separate in teams. Yes.
Yes.
This is
and
when
we,
you find out where the real competitors
yeah, family. You get to go around town. You have to find certain things. Like you have to
Christmas
find
lights.
Christmas lights, certain types of Christmas lights. You have to find a yard that has a Santa Claus. You have to find a yard that has a Disney
fun.
Character. You have to find a Grinch. some, or, you know, there's all these different things. You have to find a star. You have to find, there's the just North all Pole. Sorts. Yeah, the North Pole.
Oh, my goodness. Which we didn't find last year.
Oh, my
year.
Goodness. I think one year I wrote out a sign that said yes. North Pole.
And took a picture.
took a picture of it.
It was last year. We did it. Yes. We, a little teeth, minor
teeth.
They
were like, that doesn't
it counts. It's a picture.
Yep.
And it says,
and you were wearing an elf costume, and so we couldn't find an elf.
Yep.
We're like, we couldn't found an elf and the North Pole.
Yep. I had an elf costume on, so hey, it works. It Great. Works. Then people want to all of a sudden start making specific rules. So,
but leave it to yes. Shapira to find a way. She yes. will find a way.
Always.
Like I said, there's the competitive side. Yeah. And the creative.
Yeah. What about you, Amberia?
So I actually have a couple of them, and okay. So I hope that's going to be all right.
Yeah.
One of the traditions I absolutely loved, and we didn't always get to do it every year because, you know, snow sometimes, but was going to the movie theaters with dad and mom, yeah. when we'd all go as a family and we'd watch the Christmas movie. You know how there's always that movie that's released on Christmas Day, and then we'd go to the theater, and that was always one of my favorite Aww. Things to do. And then
that's right, I remember that.
I would say that wrapping gifts, I love that. I
oh
love
my gosh, yes, it's yes. fun,
you know. And honestly, it is a lot of times more our tradition has been wrapping on Christmas Eve. Let's be honest, that's usually what is happening at yep. that during that time. Yep. Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. you know, we're all in our own separate little room trying yep. to, you know, get
last
it done.
Minute.
Yep, mm-hmm. those last minute things. I mean, so I that agree. Has definitely, you know, become yes. a tradition. And then lastly, I would say is our annual Christmas concert, you know, is our
oh,
tradition.
Oh, yes. You
know, every year we mm-hmm. look forward to that. I mean, yes. that is literally just such a joy for mm-hmm. us.
That is. I love that. I love the Christmas concert.
I feel like it's your way to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Mom. It is one
We're
way.
We're so happy yep. to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mom, so was Mom adding any more?
I thought of some more. I'll just briefly mention mm-hmm. them. I think you might mm-hmm. want to talk about them later.
Mm-hmm.
But we, the girls, as they have gotten older,
mm-hmm.
they've come up with
new family traditions
yep. things to add into our Christmas traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of them would be the baking.
Yep,
baking annual baking party.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, we kind of do some things during that time, and that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Christmas Eve.
And then yep. At night, we go caroling.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The caroling.
Christmas caroling.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that one would probably be, yes.
Special,
that's
we make special trips.
We do. We aren't able to go to everyone's house, but mm-hmm. we do pick some homes of
yes.
close friends and family that we just say, oh, we're going to do this year.
Because most people think caroling is just like a thing of the past.
It is kind of.
For us, we are all about the cheese and the warm fuzzies.
Yes.
So yep. we love to give that gift of caroling because, you know, I love to see the smile on people's faces when we're singing those Christmas songs.
I know.
I just really
not,
do.
Usually they're not expecting it.
No, they're not expecting
up,
it.
And then all of a sudden they hear someone singing. It's
yeah,
ugh,
it is.
To
I love
be on
it.
This end of it. Mm-hmm. Yes. So with that, sisters, since tradition is changing this year, you know, due to, you know, COVID and some of the restrictions
mm-hmm.
That are out there and, you know, just kind of keep your family safe. And so how different is Christmas going to look for us this year? So we're
yeah.
kind of just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that, you know, some of the traditions we talked about, most all of these we're still able to do with our family and friends,
mm-hmm.
but there are some things such as, you know, some families won't be able to travel.
Yeah,
or,
like they normally would. Yeah.
You know, and we can still go out and carol outside in the community or whatever. However, like as far as going to like nursing homes and
mm-hmm.
Hospitals, we did
yep.
do that.
We did do that before. Yeah.
Many years ago. Mm-hmm. So there are just some things that are going to look differently. Maybe your family gatherings are going to be smaller this year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
I mean,
right.
if normally if you'd have 12 family members, maybe whatever the CDC recommends or whatever, or if they do or don't.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, things are going to look a little different this year. Again, our Christmas concert
Christmas
being one of them.
Christmas concerts and,
put that
and
on. Large gatherings.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we are just one takeaway from all of this is that even though, or regardless of how this year has been, we can make new traditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep, that's
a lot
true.
Of families are making new traditions. Mm-hmm. Or you can just find creative ways to carry on the new old.
Yep.
Yep. I like
yep.
that.
That's so true. That really is.
So that brings us to our positive thought of the day. We're going to leave you with this. Mom, this actually came from our mother.
Yes.
She quoted these lines of the song, and it's from an Andy Williams Christmas song. And it says, Christmas Day will soon be gone, yet the joy will linger on. If you only learn to do your part, let Christmas be a feeling in your heart.
Yes. Oh, love it. Love it.
Thanks for sharing that, Mama.
Yes. Yeah, I like hearing all of these holiday traditions from you guys. Mm-hmm. And so we also, our family also wants to hear what some of your holiday traditions are. What do you do with your family or those things that you look forward to mm-hmm. During the holidays? Mm-hmm. So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your comment on today's topic. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Choose.
Thank you so much, Mom, for being here today and sharing with us in the holiday traditions.
It's always fun having Mom in the house.
Yes. And thank you, Kinsley, for being here.
Yeah, little man.
You were being so good. I know you were after that microphone the entire time.
Yes, he was. He's so, ready for it.
Yes.
One day.
Yes. You can tell. Oh, he's waving to you all. Just so you know, Kinsley is waving to you and telling you all Merry Christmas. So yeah. Thank you all for joining us today. Until next time, friends and family, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.